The Silver and Black Show.
Obviously, we're in a hole right now, and we've got to continue to work, to fight, to get ourselves back out of this hole. I know we got a lot of character, and the guys in that locker room in there, I know that they're going to keep fighting, keep working. We got to learn how to win on the road. And I thought we did some good things in the game and put ourselves in some positions to have an opportunity to win. We've got to improve, and we get another opportunity to go out this week and do that.
The Raiders have had an opportunity to win on the road all season long. Week one in Indianapolis, they were right there to win, couldn't get it done. Obviously in Kansas City in a tie game, and this Sunday in New York, they led for most of the football game and could not get it done. Wound up with a 24-20 loss, and the Raiders now 0-4 on the road this year. We'll try to get that elusive first road victory Sunday in Houston against the Houston Texans. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Popp alongside the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. Boy, they controlled the game for most of the game. Jim, first play of the game, they get a fumble and a takeaway on the opening kickoff and lead 7-0. They just could not find a way to win last Sunday in Jersey.
No, they couldn't. They did a lot of good things in the first half. As you mentioned, that fumble recovery up in the air and his run back down to the 7-yard line. Two plays later, the Raiders score. Interception at the end of the half. Tracy Porter takes it in for another score. Playing awfully well. Playing good defense, keeping Manning in check for the most part that entire first half. But as Coach Allen says, you got to find a way to finish the ball game, and the Raiders continually have problems doing that.
And part of the reason the Raiders struggled on offense last Sunday in New Jersey was the injury involving quarterback Terrell Pryor. Jimmy had sprained the MCL the week before in the home loss to Philadelphia, and you could see it when he was trying to run. He just was not the same guy. He was 5 carries for 19 yards in the game as a passer, 11 for 26 for just 122 yards, interception, and a fumble. That sprained MCL limited Terrell last week.
I think that was obvious. If anybody watched that game, he couldn't get outside. He couldn't get around the corner and head up the field as he normally did. He did get out of trouble a few times, but still he was very limited. And I also think it hurt his passing ability to be able to, you know, put the weight on that foot and throw off the back foot and get the ball down the field. It really hurt Pryor's ability to function as a quarterback.
And his status for this Sunday in Houston right now is up in the air as he tries to recover from that sprained medial collateral ligament, which will lead to our Raider headlines for week number 11. And it starts right at the quarterback position, Pryor or McGloin. If Terrell cannot go, this will be the first NFL start of the undrafted rookie Matt McGloin, who went to training camp as the number 4 quarterback, Jim, slowly moved up the depth chart, and Sunday he may get his first NFL start.
You know, the coaches think a lot of McGloin. I think he showed the strongest arm all through training camp. If Terrell Pryor cannot go, cannot be 100%, which limits Terrell, I think that, you know, it's obvious that, you know, you go with somebody who's healthy and ready to go.
If he does get the running game and the defensive performance that Terrell Pryor got last Sunday in New Jersey, he may find a way to win this game on Sunday in Houston, which leads to our second headline for the Raiders in Week 11, Jim, and that is the Tracy Porter pick 6, and I think the Manning brothers know him now well now. He has intercepted both Peyton in the Super Bowl and last Sunday the 43-yard pick 6 return for the score from brother Eli Manning. He's the first player in history to pick off each of the Manning brothers and take it to the house the other way for a touchdown.
Yeah, he certainly has been impressive all year long, Tracy Porter. He's done a great job in the defensive secondary, and that interception was very impressive, but he's played well all year long. He covers well. He's got a lot of speed, and I think that, you know, you can question it, but he's probably the best player on the defense so far this year.
And the case can be made that Tracy Porter is not only the Raider best defender this year, but overall the team's most valuable player, and he'll have a big challenge on Sunday against Andre Johnson, who often does slide in the slot, and that leads to our third headline this week and our Raider headlines for Week 11, Jim, and that is the case for 8. The Raiders trying to extend the Houston Texans franchise record losing streak to 8. This is a team that was the trendy pick to go to the Super Bowl, maybe win the Super Bowl. They were in the playoffs each of the last 2 years. Jim, they won their first 2 games this year. Exciting, come from behind victories. They've not won since. They have lost 7 in a row.
Yeah, they are struggling. There's no doubt about it. You know, at first they lost their quarterback, Matt Schaub. Their head coach, Gary Kubiak, has a mini stroke. And overall, they're just not performing very well offensively or defensively. And this is another opportunity for the Raiders to go into Texas and come away with a victory. They came close in New York against the Giants. And I feel that same opportunity is true when they go into Houston and face the Texans.
Yeah, when they added Ed Reed and Shane Lechler, it was thought to be the finishing touches possibly on a Super Bowl champion. It has not turned out that way. No. Yes, Shane Lechler will punt against the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. It'll be strange. Sebastian Janikowski, John Kondo on the other sideline from the great Shane Lechler. And, of course, course, emerging as one of the best gunners in pro football for the Raiders now is Tywan Jones. This week on the Silver and Black Show, special team standout Tywan Jones stops by. Head coach Dennis Allen discusses the elusive first road victory they're seeking in 2013. And Jim and I examine the curious case of rookie quarterback Case Keenum in Houston. All this and more on Week 11 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.